Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Girl can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. Understand? That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last? Can't be surpassed? You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases.
Amen.
Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother?
Amen.
Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just look at hell, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in.
Praise the Lord.
We blessed, ain't we?
Hallelujah.
Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself. Now see, that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
And every last one of you, So we press in a strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. It's Pastor Dow. Oh boy, I don't mind telling you that I'm beat. I'm tired, pooped. I won't be with you long tonight. Hopefully by next week we'll be back in the saddle again. Hallelujah. So I won't be with you long at all tonight. I got a few announcements I need to make. Gathering of the Saints was a success. We have an opportunity to meet some new people. Pastor Fox preached a wonderful message. Pastor Fox and the instructors did a wonderful job instructing. Brother Gideon, Brother Daniel, Brother Dave Maskin. These are just excellent instructors. Pastor Fox stayed out there with the people teaching them weapons disarmament. I know over 2 hours in the rain. And boy, I tell you, it was something. And they were eager to learn, and they wasn't going anywhere. However, you do have to put all this into practice.
Glory to God.
Maybe you and you will be invited to come one day. I will tell you this. We love doing this, but we took a serious loss financially doing God this year. Given the high prices of everything, and I keep the fee really low, just good enough to just buy food. We don't even break even. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for trying to do my part to actually feed Israel. I appreciate each and every last one of you that bought offerings and gave offerings for the laboring, the laborers here on the land. The saints here straightway, they've had, we shut the community down, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, or today off. I'm just going to use it like that. I flew to Alaska, and I didn't get no time off. As a matter of fact, I'm still tired. Alaska's a long way from Tennessee, and that's a lot of air time. So I have jet lag. I'm just exhausted, literally. I got in 1:15 this morning, didn't go to bed till about 3:30. So I was up 23 hours, still, and then slept 4 hours and been up all day long today. Went up there and saw Brother Reynolds, faithful Brother Reynolds and family. Brother Reynolds is doing an excellent job with the family up there. And I don't mind telling you, man, they rolled out the red carpet for old Pastor Dow. Man, you're talking about saints or Israelites that know how to be lovers of hospitality. They're very serious about the word. Very sincere. Yeah, that brother's done it. He is sincerely has done it. Sister Sawanda, I appreciate everything. I appreciate all your labor of love, your kindness, your generosity, and getting up early in the morning and actually making breakfast for Pastor, as well as your husband first and foremost, prior to us going to the airport. Good cooking, good fellowship. I spent all day getting educated by Brother Reynolds, and I appreciate you, my faithful brother, for your time, your energy, and your effort. I know it was a quick trip. Seemed like it. Let me see. Man, I tell you, I just really haven't had much sleep at all. I tell you exactly how much sleep I had when I sit here and think about it. Ever since Tuesday. And we're already exhausted from gathering the saints, right? Ever since Tuesday, Tuesday, got the sled run to 5. Wednesday, got up. I have had, and I'm not exaggerating, about 10 to 11 hours of sleep. Wait a minute. Tuesday? Wednesday? I've had at most 11 hours of sleep since Tuesday. Go figure. I'm not complaining. I'm not murmuring. I'm not doing any of that. My wife said, I look like I'm in drone stage. It's a wonder I'm here. I want to make the phone calls quick, get right to the point. I'm going to take a few phone calls here tonight. Try to hang with you a little while, and then after that I got to cut it off because I have to get some rest. My body's starting to feel weak, and that's just the way it is. Tabernacles. If you're coming to Tabernacles this year, our young men on the land, we will not be setting up your tents for you in advance. You will set up your own tent. So don't call here asking for our young men to set up the tents, and then you don't leave your tent set up when you leave here. Because you need to practice in setting them tents up. And they are experts at doing it. They don't need it. And they will not be taking your tent down. If you leave your tent up after the Feast of Tabernacles, it is no longer your tent. It is the property of Straightway. And I will distribute it as every man had need. You need practice in doing this. So you may want to consider the time you get in here, because Pastor Dowell and the brethren here, we are not going to make provisions for you. You should do it yourself. We got enough provisions to make, getting ready logistically for the amount of people that's going to be here. I put out last week that if you're planning on coming to Feast of Tabernacles, which if you are Israelite and you follow me as I follow Christ, and you're in this ministry, it shouldn't even be a question. You know that this is a commanded feast, and this is where you need to be. You already know that. Hallelujah. In a place that Yah chooses. And you have an opportunity to not only bless the Most High Yah for all that he has done and kept you this year, well, you have an opportunity to bring him an offering for the betterment of the saints of the Most High Yah, his kingdom, because that's his people. And I tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. So we're looking forward to you here. We're just not going to set your tent up. It's just entirely too much labor and too much work on us, and we're already a laboring and working people, just too busy. Let's pray for Elder Felix, all right? Elder Felix has been in and out. I want everybody just to kind of send up, lift up some prayers from him. Sister Melissa and the family up there. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Again, I cannot say enough about Brother Reynolds, wife Sister Shawanda, and the hospitality that they showed towards old Pastor Dow. I can't say it. Can't say enough. Glory to the King. With that said, I'm not going to check it right here. I'm going to go ahead and try to get right onto your phone calls. Give you an opportunity to go ahead and talk here for a minute. Do not give me a long dissertation. Get to your question, greeting, salutation, whatever you have, and let's keep it moving so that we can get everybody in here as quick as we can. Because, again, I tell you, I don't know how long I'm going to be up. I've had 11 hours of sleep since Tuesday. From the time I woke up Tuesday, 1-1, 11 hours, that's it. Let me calculate this again to make sure. Tuesday, got up, traveled. Tuesday, all right. Could be 11. Could be, I know for sure, no more than 14. That's it. That's not enough rest. So anyway, I tell you what, I am going to go up here and check the board. I'll be right back here for a second. Guest calling numbers right behind me, 515-602-9654. You want to get in the call queue, talk to Pastor Dow, you press number 1. I bless all you that traveled from near and far, came to God's. We even had people come from out of country. Also pray for the displaced people. Especially the Israelites, where this Hurricane Irma is just tearing up everything. Mother Bullock said that she ain't sticking around. She got out of Dodge. And she came straight the Straightway and walked smack down through my door today and said, "Here I is, Pastor." I said, "Mother, you know where the guest room is. You know where the room is. Get going in there. Get yourself ready." Hallelujah. That's just the way it is. Mother Bullock, I ain't playing around no stuff like that. I'm going to live to fight another day. Glory to the King. I will be right back here in just a moment. Let me give you a mailing address. If you need to know my PayPal, if you want to donate, it's Dowell7000@gmail.com. That's Dowell7000@gmail.com. Glory to the King. I can't find my stuff now. It looks like the switchboard is all mixed up again. Ministry mail address. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. All right, guest call-in number, 515-602-9654. Press number 1, you'll be in a phone call with me right there. Let's go to New Mexico. To Brother Daniel, call number 915-915-915. Brother Daniel, this is Pastor Dowell, you're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Daniel?
Hello, Pastor. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom, and I had a really great time over there on the land with you guys. And I miss all of you guys and stuff like that, all that good stuff.
Hey, I appreciate the classes that you taught and how engaged you were up here. It was an honor to meet you, Brother Daniel. I'm glad that you made it home safely.
It was an honor to meet you too, Pastor, and thank you for your hospitality.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Just let us know whenever you plan on coming back this way. I'm glad that you're listening too, man. I'm glad that you're a faithful listener to the broadcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Anything else?
That's it, Pastor. Have a Shabbat Shalom to you, and thank you for everything.
Bless you, Shabbat Shalom. Old Brother Daniel was a paratrooper too. He came and did a bunch of classes as well. Did an excellent job too, an impeccable job. Let's go, Brother Junior. Call number 929-929. It's Pastor Dowell. We're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Junior?
Shalom, Pastor. Bless you. And love you so much. And, you know, you had a good rest. And you take care, all right?
Be all good. Right, Brother Junior. Bless you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Let's go to Georgia. Over there in Georgia. Brother Herbert. A call number 706-706 is Pastor Dowell, Union Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Herbert?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Got you.
Okay. I just wanted to say I had a wonderful time twice up at Straightway, Georgia. The brothers and sisters up there were marvelous. I felt at home like I had, you know, just found family. My last time up there, I was baptized, and I'm going to try to make it up for Tabernacle with them. I'm trying to coordinate that with you, but I just wanted to let you know that they're wonderful. I mean, my wife and I had a marvelous time, and like I said, it was just like family. And I listened to you and are going back to hear a lot of your old sermons so I can really learn and get this ingrained in my heart, mind, and soul. And I just want to thank you and all the brothers and sisters, and Shabbat Shalom.
You know, Brother Herbert, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes out of the word of Yah, and you cannot hear without a preacher. And you can't, and he can't preach except he be sent. So it's a good thing that you're spending the time, the energy, and the effort going back into the archives and getting this word embedded into you, the true word of Yah, embedded deep down into you. It was an honor to meet you and see you again, Brother Herbert. It really truly is. I'm glad that you made it home safely.
Shabbat shalom. My wife and I say Shabbat Shalom.
All right, let's go to Brother Omar to 919 North Carolina's Pastor Dow. You're on the Serbia 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you, my brother?
Pastor, I just wanted to say, as a church man, I just wanted to say that, you know, as always, I love you. Shabbat shalom to you, you and the saints and everything, and just appreciate everything you do. Know you're a busy man that wears many hats. And I just want to say, you know, again, I can't say thank you enough for the straightway truth. You know, people say this and people say that, and I just thank the Lord for the real word of God, and I thank the Lord for you. You're a true Jeremiah 3:15 pastor, and I love you. And get rest, and be strong, and be well.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. By their fruits, you shall know them. If you want to pay attention to the people who are going nowhere in life, and you can't see the fruit of their wicked lives, and there are nothing but slanders, evil beasts, slow bellies, accusers, false accusers, full of a strong delusion, wicked as hell. That's up to you. Hey, it's your prerogative. I support people's right to say whatever they want to say, be it good or bad. Because in my book, all publicity is good publicity, be it negative or positive. Now, and it all works out for the good of the Most High Yah, especially them who are called according to his purpose. Let's go to Louisiana, Brother Gary. Call number 318-318. Brother Gary's Pastor Dow, you know, Serbia 2 radio broadcast. I can help, Brother Gary.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, man. Good hearing your voice, Brother Gary. How y'all doing down there? Did y'all get any of that water?
Just about like 4 days of rain, but not too much.
Ah. How can I help you, my brother?
Well, I just wanted to thank you about some encouraging words you had 2 weeks ago on one of your sermons when you say, do what's right, not what you feel. You know, too many people's going on feeling. I've been doing pretty good by them principles.
Well, hallelujah.
And that was it. Just and giving everybody praise and a shout out to the elders in Houston. We ain't been able to get back to them, but we still got them in our prayers.
Hallelujah. Bless you. You just take your time, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Brother Gary, faithful brother. Let's go to Louisiana again, 318, Brother Tarion. 318, Louisiana, same area code. Man, hey, it's Pastor Dow. You know, Serbia 2 radio broadcast. I can help you, my brother.
How you doing, Pastor Dow?
Shabbat shalom.
I just called to say, again, I thank you for your encouraging words. As we, the family here, like to say, you was in our business, and it was a sermon that you would preach last week and the week, 2 weeks before that. I was able to just clear my conscience from things that was going on at work, and I got some understanding from your word, and I came clean with some things, and this life has been a lot lighter. So I just
good.
Thank you just for that, and I look forward to the message tomorrow. And everybody in a part of Straightway is in my prayers. Keep me in your prayers lifted up. And Shabbat Shalom.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to New York, Brother Steve. Call number 347-347. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Steve? Brother Steve, good seeing you again, son.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, my shepherd.
Hey, Brother Steve, before you get started, Was this your first GOTS?
This was my very first GOTS.
What you think, man? Something else, ain't it?
Man, Pastor, it is amazing the amount of knowledge you poured into all of us. I had a great time.
A lot of people, Brother Steve, just sincerely don't know what they're missing out on.
I agree 100%. I've made it a duty for me, especially, you know, we around the New York Saints, PA. I felt it was very important that at least some of us go out down there to make a presence known so that we can bring back knowledge for the brothers and sisters over there. Because
boy,
a lot
got
of
a
stuff
lot
that
you
poured
back,
into us.
You?
Oh, yes, sir, Pastor. I recorded a lot. I have a lot documented so everybody could feed on. Yes, sir.
Glory to the King. You think you're good enough to be able to teach them what you learned in weapons disarmament?
I could definitely teach them what I know, definitely. I definitely remember a lot of the basics that Pastor Joe Fox taught us, so I definitely can do my part in showing them the steps in that, for sure.
Hallelujah. All right, my brother, what you got?
Man, Pastor, it's... I want to say your work ethic rebukes me.
My work ethic rebukes you?
Yes, sir. Because literally, I got back home Sunday, and I've been working every night until last night. I barely saw Esther this week, and I'm just like, man, I got a little bit of murmuring in my lips. I'm just like, man, this is so hard work, such hard work, but it's all about the goal. And I hear that you only had 11 hours of sleep.
Something like that.
Pastor, it's amazing because you always lead us by your actions. And nobody can ever say that what you do is in vain because you outwork everybody. Everybody, you literally give us no excuses. So I actually wanted to thank you, Pastor, for letting that be known because we have no excuses but to hit the pavement hard. So I don't want to delve too long, but I definitely wanted to thank you, Pastor, for, again, opening your gates for me and Brother David also, who's from New York. Yeah, that's a very, very, very good brother, man. And definitely being able to give us even the opportunity, just the opportunity to receive the knowledge that you allowed us to have. Dave Maskin, amazing guy. Wow. A lot of
good teacher, isn't he?
He amazing teacher.
Hey,
yeah.
Steve, do you see,
yes,
I mean, come on, think about this. When you are dealing with myself, Pastor Fox, Brother Gideon, Brother Dave Maskin, Brother Daniel, Brother Toby, all of them are veterans, longtime veterans. You know, you're dealing, brother, we are pouring into y'all a wealth of knowledge. I mean a wealth of knowledge that we add to. You remember that NFL commercial where they talk about the football player says, well, I've been playing football. I got 400 some catches. I got 7,000 yards, and that's what had to take me to earn his jersey. But the other person said all I did was went on NFL.com and bought it. Hey, man, we went through all the stuff, and we're willing to teach you all what we have learned. I mean, if people think that our knowledge is something in the Bible, man, physically ready to survive, man, there's a whole lot more to it.
Oh, man. Yes, sir, Pastor. Ever since I got back, I've been making moves for me and my family, making sure we have anything that we can have to prepare for any kind of disaster. Pastor Joe Fox had plenty of videos saying you should never be last-minute buying stuff for any kind of disaster coming your way. You should always be prepared.
Always.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know,
sir. But again,
people need to work on inconveniencing themselves. As Americans, people are spoiled as hell. All those guys, we talking about veterans, war veterans, brother. We talking about people who have spent, I mean, I'm going to put it like this, years outside, living outside with no tent, ever, when they were in service. Out in the bush, 3 weeks to a month at a pop, and come back in the garrison for a little while and go right back out and do it again the next month or within the next few weeks or something like that. And so I don't have any empathy or sympathy for soft American people who can't cut it, because if you can't cut it in for like 7-8 days in a tent for Tabernacles or 3 or 4 days for God, you ain't going to cut it if we had to flee into the wilderness. You would be nothing but a problem to us. You know what I mean, Brother Steve?
Oof, yes, 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 Pastor. And trust, Pastor, those spirits talk to you when it starts to rain. Oh, I don't want to get wet. I'm going to mess up this. Man, Pastor, but we were determined. In the rain, no matter what, we were out there working.
Sure was. Sure was. It was a very, very good group. And Brother Luke with that dog training, man, I ain't never seen no dog trainer like that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Literally, you wanted to really... Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I can't forget, man. I can't forget that. And I definitely cannot forget. Matter of fact, I saw on my phone that Brother Leon called. I need to get with him. Brother Leon, man, that class he taught with essential oils, man, that right there was just worth price of a mission alone.
Wow. Man,
Brother Leon, if you're listening, I'm going to call you... Sunday, first day, I'm going to call you. But go ahead, Brother Steve. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Now, Pastor, I ain't trying to take no thunder. But, man, essential oils. Pastor, this what two classes that I really thought were so important for me, specifically as a healthcare provider, was a first aid class and essential oils. Wow, my mind.
Hey, you learned a lot, and you're a nurse.
Yes, sir. I learned... The truth. I learned the truth. Man. Oh, Pastor. Ever since I've been back, I've been doing research more on essential oils, trying to understand more how to use them. It's amazing. Man. Wow. That Brother Leon, I trust me, I will be hit. Brother Leon, Brother Steve, I am contacting you as well. But bless you, Pastor. I've been on the phone long enough. I know there's other people that want to call in.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I kept you on the phone long enough because I wanted people to get a good feel of what they actually missed. I mean, they should. Do you think that people, if they could sacrifice the time and the energy, that they should be there?
Oh, man, stack up your vacation days and go. It is worth it. My goodness. Priceless. Priceless stuff. There literally is no price to the amount of knowledge that was poured into us. And it comes with a responsibility now, I see. Really cannot go to these classes and go back home and just, all right, that's it, live the same way. If it doesn't change you to be more proactive, to be more prudent, forget it. It's a wrap.
Hey. You can tell you one thing, man, these veteran paratroopers, man, they're a different breed of men, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Of a different cloth. Wow.
These paratroopers, special forces, rangers, airborne, man, I tell you, man, it's a total different cut of men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Pastor. It is very true. We've been taught how to think all our lives, and we don't think right. Our minds aren't properly trained to think. We've been domesticated. It's so deep. Literally, Pastor, I was like, damn, I'm domesticated. And it hit me more and more because I come back home, it's like, yo, what if something happens? I don't have this stuff. Why don't I have batteries, flashlights, stuff to cook my food? It's like, what is that? And it's like literally common sense. It should be, but
should be.
You know, common sense is an oxymoron these days. But man, yeah, it was definitely a call to action. Being in a class or even all those days down there, literally, And bro, Steve, again, Pastor, thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know that myself and Pastor Fox has actually volunteered our time to actually go and help churches, assemblies, camps, or whoever it is that if they want training, they want to learn security and all of those stuff they need it. You know, we volunteered our time and nobody is actually taking us up on it. Makes it look. Brother Gideon said flat out, look at here, Pastor, I am only going to be teaching Israelites. That's it. That's what Brother Gideon said. He said, I ain't teaching nobody but Israelites unless you tell me something else different. Brother Gideon, that's a damn good brother. That is a, him and his wife, man, they're just a beautiful family, man. They really are. I love them to death. I really, truly do. I got your back, Brother Gideon. I know you got mine. I mean, I love, man, you see the reason why I say I love men, brother, people who are real men?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Pastor. I agree with you 100%.
Love faithful brethren and men, man, that people who just want to get their heart right, serve the Most High, and do everything they can to be a benefit to Israel. Just love them.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes, sir.
All right, Brother Steve, you got anything else?
Man, I think I poured out my heart just now. I think that's it, Pastor.
All right. Bless you, Brother Steve. Hug my sister for me. Hug my daughter for me. Bless
yes,
you,
sir.
Esther.
She's right here next to me.
I know you're listening, daughter.
Always.
Shalom, shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom. Bless you, my shepherd. Shalom.
Go to Louisiana again. 318. Man, there's a lot of people in this Louisiana area down there. 318, there's no name on it. 290. 318-290. Whoever you are, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Jordan from Louisiana.
Jordan, how are you doing, my brother?
All right. I had wrote you some months back, I think in June.
Okay.
Yep, I was just calling in to say Shabbat Shalom. I love the ministry. Been following and I uplift all the leadership and pray for the strength of you guys and appreciate everything that y'all do.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I really do. Thank you for listening. And keep on listening so you can grow.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's all.
Bless
yes,
you,
sir.
My brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Let me tell y'all something. Only men can listen to me. A punk, a sissy, an effeminate man, a man that has the LBGT, ABCD, EFG traits in him, you're going to hate me. Jezebels hate me. Jezebels despise me. Effeminate, emasculated men, eunuchs, they hate me. Men understand men. Y'all get that? There's something about our persona. We walk to a different tune, different beat of the drum. A man, if you're in this ministry, flat out, you are straight up a man. You may not know it yet, but you are a man if you're able to listen to me and you're faithful in listening. Men understand men. I'm going to leave it at that. Go to New York 646. Brother Israel, Pastor Dow, you're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I ain't heard from you in a while, man. Where you been?
Listening, Pastor Dow, just listening and taking in. Just taking in, keep me feeling. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this evening. And,
all right.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. What you got?
Got a quick question, and I came across it, and I've been actually trying to see if this is in the Bible itself, or it's a two-part question, whether or not a Hebrew should be really reading the Talmud, and the second part is whether or not, because I know that in Corinthians that we should not cover our heads, but my specific question was regarding the tying of that leather strap and that cube that goes on the forehead that the Jews use to pray with. Is that,
brother,
something that Hebrews... Go ahead.
The answer is no to both questions.
then we will not find that in the scriptures at all, right? Correct? Is that, am I correct in that?
The answer is no to both questions. We don't do none of that nonsense. We don't read the Talmud, and we definitely don't put no phylacteries upside of our damn heads and stuff with boxes with whatever it is and whatever. We don't do stuff like that. Those are people who the Most High Yah, through Yahshua, spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelations 2:9. I know them that say that they are Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. That's who those people are.
Yes,
so
sir.
First of all, any damn thing they doing, I'm questioning 1,000%. Because these are the people who have hijacked, transplanted, and tried to replace the real true Hebrews. They are not Israelites. They are not Hebrews. And so I ain't doing, I pretty much, man, I'm pretty leery of any damn thing Jewish.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir, Pastor God. Thank you. Shabbat shalom. And I'll be seeing you on Saturday, tomorrow at the service.
All right, Shabbat shalom. Let me tell everybody something here. Look here. I don't mind you studying the word that's in front of you. But if you bring questions and stuff, bring questions to where you know where we've been. Don't bring us questions about what these damn heathens are doing out there. I don't care nothing about them. Nothing at all. They're heathens. Hallelujah. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Jim. Call number 262-262. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just tired.
I know. 11 hours? Mercy. Well, I'll tell you what. I just, number one, want to say Shabbat shalom. Number two, you talk to me like I'm the gong show. As soon as you gong me, we're done. But, I caught a little bit. I just had gotten home a little while ago, and I saw, as I was getting ready for tonight, I saw you had that video, My Reality. And
yes, sir.
I caught probably the first 10, 12 minutes of your video, and it really made me think about a lot of things, but it made me think about one thing in particular. When I was growing up as a little boy, and I know that we're somewhat close in age, or maybe not real close, but we're pretty close. And when I was growing up as a little boy in Milwaukee, we had race riots. And they locked the city down, with the National Guard and all of that. And, coming up into that, I remember the year before that, I was in grade school, and they had just integrated the grade school where I was at. And so, I saw other black kids, who were at school, and I didn't think nothing of it. They were just kids. They were like me. You know what I mean? I was white. They were black. Ain't no big thing. And, what happened is, your parents, I remember they found out, you're playing with some black children out on the playground there. No, don't do that. They might come over to the house, and who knows what would happen. Mm-hmm. But, none of that ever got into me. I didn't dwell with me. But I really related to the things that you shared in those first 10 minutes, and I'm going to hear the rest of it.
Well, hallelujah. All right, my brother, bless you.
Bless you. I think I just got gonged.
All right, bless you. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom, sister. Yeah, y'all need to go and watch that video. It's about 44 minutes long. We have a lot of police brutality and injustice, police murdering people just because they have a badge and a gun. I know for sure that white people in this country is totally out of touch with the black plight in this country. I know that for a fact. I laid out a lot of my childhood and things I had to deal with. And I spoke to you by my reality. And a lot of times, especially when our Caucasian brothers come here to Straightway, these people are not racist. I've got brothers here from California, from Florida, as far as Florida, Minnesota, all these other areas and stuff. And when they come here, they didn't have all this racist stuff in them. They come here and they didn't understand it. But then when they see it firsthand, the way the South is, it's a cultural shock to them. It literally is. But I thought I'd get out there and tell people my reality so that people could kind of understand why I talk the way I talk concerning issues like this, so I can try to balance the scales, so to speak, because I'm not going to let nobody tell my story for me. I'm articulate enough that I can be able to tell it myself and tell the truth of it straightway. Let's go to Nebraska, Brother Robert. Call number 402-402. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherby 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Robert?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, just want to let you know that we're still listening up here, and we're still supporting you and lifting you up, and just looking forward to getting out of the city. We're really listening to you and just working hard up here.
Hallelujah.
I got a question.
What is it?
We miss GOTS, but we're planning on coming down for Tabernacles. And I know everybody usually brings a tent, but if I was able to bring a small pop-up camper, would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, if I'm able to do that, that'd be great. But we want to bless you, too, so I'll let you know a little later on about that. But we're going to bring our best off town, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys and seeing the family.
All right, my brother. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Shabbat Shalom. Just wanted to clear that up first. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
Yeah, I understand. See, Brother Robert and them, they have a situation where there's kind of like a special needs and stuff. That's why we make concessions. But some of you people that ain't nothing wrong with you, you need to really truly dig down in your heart. And you need to start learning how to rough stuff because you ain't never been inconvenienced before in your life. You really truly do. Let's go to Maryland. Call number 310-310. It's Pastor Dow on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Maryland?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hi, this is Sister Tawana.
Hi, Sister Tawana.
How are you?
I'm tired.
Yes, I can tell. 11 hours. I'm not going to keep you. I just want to say again, thank you to you and all the saints there, all the instructors and teachers and Pastor Fox and all. GOTS was absolutely amazing. That information... I'm glad, just so blessed that you poured into us the way you did. I wouldn't be able to afford that information if I would have gotten it outside of Straightway. There's no way in the world. That would cost me millions of dollars, I believe, and I don't have that.
It will cost a lot of money because people don't think, in this world, everybody thinks their thing is just due to them except when they go out and pay for something. They have this entitlement mentality, but people just don't realize how much we actually invested in the people at this GOTS.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was so important for me to be there, especially with my two sons. The 15-year-old, I mean, he just had an amazing time, was really able to branch out. He learned so much, and he really was able to understand, I'm going to be a man one day. I need this.
Yeah.
I need this. I'm going to be the head one day.
Yes,
so,
yes, ma'am.
Yes. So just, I can't thank you enough. For all the information, and all of the instructors, and I just want to say thank you again, and I just want to share a quick testimony because I want to give other people the opportunity to get in there. Not only did I get baptized, but I got deliverance and I got healing while I was there too. So I was able to really benefit and everything, all of the rain. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not used to being inconvenienced. I learned a lot about myself. So all of that rain, I'm glad that it happened for me, because it lets me know I have a lot of things to work on. I know that I just got to continue to press on and continue to listen, and all of that information, just, you know, to not just only just to hear it and put it down, but to practice it.
Yeah, that's true, because if you don't practice it, you're never going to get better at what you're doing.
That is correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. So get some rest, and I look forward to service in the morning.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Glory to the King. Let's go to Colorado. Call number 719-719. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Colorado?
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Jermaine. I just wanted to give you a call and say Shabbat Shalom to all the saints on the land, and as well as the saints at the Shofar Mountain. But, Pastor, I just wanted to thank you for your phenomenal hospitality, of giving me the opportunity to come to yet another God's. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience as always, and I just really appreciate it. Thank you so very much, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Good seeing you again. Appreciate everything you do, Brother Jermaine.
Yes, sir. Pastor, I just wanted to add one thing. I'm going to be really short about it. But I just want to say to anyone out there that is listening for the first time and don't know Pastor Dow, you know, a lot of people out there speak a lot of ill things about you, Pastor. And you have wide shoulders, spiritually and naturally, and you're able to take it. But there's a lot of us that love you so dearly that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't have the years of wisdom and experience and calm that you do, and we want to go off the handle at some of these people talking the things that they talk and speak to our beloved pastor. But I just want to say that, you know, for anyone that's out there listening that doesn't know Pastor Dow is the type of man that will give you literally the shirt off his back. And y'all just need to fall back and shut up, because this is truly a man of Yah, a Jeremiah 3:15, and we love him dearly, and any man in this ministry would die for Pastor. So just keep your mouth shut. Love you, Pastor, and Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Brother Jermaine, Shabbat Shalom. Hey, y'all check this out. On YouTube, you know, I've got a whole bunch of enemies out there. And what y'all should do, you ain't got to sit there and bat stuff with them. Just flag their video. I mean, I got a pretty big following on YouTube. If all of us would just get the word around, pass the video where somebody's speaking negative of me, just flag the video, and YouTube would take down their video, possibly even their account. So that's what everybody needs to do. You see that, you start communicating with each other, because many of you stay on YouTube, you stay on Facebook. That's what you do. You just flag their video and get everybody on it, and everybody agree of the day that y'all gonna flag, and just flag the thing, and just and it will be taken down. That's how you do it. That's how you fight these wicked people on YouTube. All right? All right. Boy, the saints, they on a recon mission or something. Boy, they all funny up there. Bless their heart. All right, where we at? Where we going? Okay, let's go to Arkansas. 479, Brother Shannon. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Shannon?
You never cease to amaze, Pastor, your work ethic. But Shabbat Shalom, first of all.
Shabbat Shalom, my brother. Shabbat Shalom, my sister. Go ahead, Brother Shannon.
Yeah, I wanted to sincerely thank you, Pastor Fox, all the other teachers there. Great. We had a wonderful time. As you could probably tell, I didn't even really want to leave. I wanted to stick around and help, you know, with my knowledge of technology, help all the brethren and the sisters there that I could. And I would encourage anyone else listening that went to God's, you know, offer what you can, and if you have some kind of skill or something that can benefit the ministry, do it. You know, don't just come and consume. Give back. Do something back. Bless the ministry with your time, your skills, tithing, if that's all you can do, that's fine. That's, I'm sure that's appreciated. But give back, don't just take, because you guys sure gave a lot, and it showed. It really did. We really appreciate it.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, we love y'all, and I appreciate everything you do for us behind the scenes, brother. A lot of people just don't know all these unsung heroes that we have at Straightway.
Yes, sir. And also, I want to echo what I've already told you to anybody listening that gets displaced by any of this weather. They have to go through you because you know, you have to approve it. But if there's a saint out there that needs a place to go, you know where we are out there in the Ozarks. I offer my land there for somebody to camp on and bring whatever. And we got water and electricity there, and we'll try to do the best we can for them. But if they don't have anywhere to go, I'm just throwing that out there. But they got to go through you first, and they got to clear it through you. But if you clear it, then that's available to them. And I just wanted to share that, and somebody might need that.
Well, hallelujah. Y'all got that, right? If y'all need a place to go, you're going to actually come through us in order to get to a place that we approve for you to go to. And the reason why, because people need to be vetted. We're not a refugee camp. If we don't know you, and you've been listening to us for 6 years and we don't know you, the door ain't open for you. We just don't know you. Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, Pastor. You get you some rest. Shalom.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. All right, let's go to Washington, D.C. 202-202. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How may I help you? Who am I speaking to?
This is Brother Rob. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hey, Brother Rob. What about it?
Yes, sir. I've been speaking with Elder Becker, and I recently became familiar with the ministry and felt that I need to go ahead and make a move down that way. We have some land in Mississippi, about 65 acres. And so Most High went ahead and put in my spirit to go ahead and move down that way. But I recognize I need to be taught some things. And so I wanted to put out a formal request to ask you to be my pastor. And I wanted to come down and, you know, have a chance to be discipled.
Sure. By all means, my brother. You get a chance, stop by. Just let us know when you're coming and when you're leaving, man. And we'll be more than happy to speak with you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm finishing up a contract right now. I finished that up in November. And,
I got you.
So I'm prepared to go ahead and make that move permanently. I'm just trying to get the right plan together, get my business set up and all that. But anything I could do to just be a blessing and offer my skills and talents up, I would like to do that. And, let me know what I need to do, and we'll get it done.
Hallelujah. Well, all right, my brother. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And, sir?
I said stay in touch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so what I'll do is I guess I'll reach back out to Elder Becker and put a schedule together to find out. He did tell me that things are going to be busy for GOTS and to reach out, you know, to you afterwards. So, definitely going to do that. And I got some very prosperous things that I'd like to talk to you about offline.
Sounds good to me, my brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. All right. Shabbat Shalom. Family, good to hear everybody. Let's keep pushing. And God bless you, Pastor Dow. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. See,
yes,
saints, that's how you make yourself known. That's how you make yourself known. When we say make yourself known, that's how you do it. Just like Brother Rob did. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Rodney, 267-267. It's Pastor Dow on the Shabbat Shalom Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Just calling to check in. Me and my wife, Robin, here. We listen to you every week. We listen to you all the time, Thursday, Friday. Teacher Shane on Sunday. And, you know, just wanted to, you know, stay in touch and make ourselves known. I wrote down a couple questions that seem a little stupid to me. I was contemplating whether or not to ask you or that, but you know, I think the only stupid question is one that I ask, and I know you always preach how our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Go ahead. What's the question?
All right. Am I allowed to, like, work out as far as hit the gym on the Sabbath, or is that forbidden us?
No, you should not work on the Sabbath. You should not hit the gym on the Sabbath if you are an Israelite.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. I appreciate
it. And do all your work. The Sabbath belongs to the Most High Yah.
That's what I thought, too. Thank you, Pastor, for clearing that up.
Yes,
sir. The next one was, I remember it was like 2 weeks ago when you mentioned how Nike's was like a pagan goddess. And ever since then, we cleared all any Nike product in my house. I don't care, brand new, used, got them in trash bags, got them up out of here. I wanted to check just to make sure, like, whether Adidas or New Balance, or I see you wear a lot of Under Armour. Is that an acceptable brand for us?
We wear it around here because, you know, there's nothing associated to it pagan. I'm sure that somebody could probably make up something, but we know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Nike is a god, if you understand what I mean.
Hallelujah, yes, sir.
So we're not anal about logos and all this other stuff. There's just certain things that we just have, we just don't wear. We remind you, we had to get rid of our Nikes before everybody else got rid of theirs. I used to have Nike shoes, Nike jumpsuits, Nike shirts. No, I had Nike everything, and I had to throw them all away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I don't want to eat off of anybody else's plate, so if you and the brethren that straightway wear Under Armour, then that's what me and my family going to wear, be it the Father as well.
Yeah, we wear Under Armour, Reebok, Adidas, you know, stuff like that, New Balance, North Face, you know, anything like that, but mostly any, and then just clothes. We wear clothes, too.
Hallelujah. And I don't know if you remember, I talked to you a little while back, and I was telling you, you know, I was in the Faith of Islam before becoming an Israelite and listening to you. So I'm not well versed with the Bible. There's a lot of things I don't know. So I started reading the Bible, starting with the book of Genesis, and now I'm in Ezra. So I've been going back in your archives. I just wanted to see if there was any books or anything that I need to get, anything that you suggest.
Well, right now, just stick with the Bible, get a solid foundation. That's what I would do.
Awesome. All right. Thank
because
you so much, Pastor God.
You don't need to be going out there filling your head up full of somebody's opinion and garbage. You understand what I mean? Just stick with, do like I did when I first started. I stuck only with the Bible. And believe it or not, Brother Rodney, there are people out there that are literally upset with me because they think that I don't, you know, listen to or read historians and all this other stuff. And so, you know, I asked them the question over and over again. I said, okay. I said, all right, you have first century historians, you have second century historians, and then you have modern day scholars. I said, if we're reading from the Bible and all these are writing their account from the book, I ask the people the question all the time. I said, what's wrong with the concrete people, the Israelites, like Moses, David, Solomon, Yahshua, Jesus, the apostles, Paul, Peter, all the prophets? I mean, you can't get no better than going straight to the source. So why should I take the word of a historian over the actual people who lived it and wrote it? Is that making sense?
Hallelujah, Pastor. That makes perfect sense.
And I did. I stuck with the book, and anytime I hear all this crap, what this historian said, if the historians do not line up with what the law and the prophets say and the apostles say, I throw all that junk and garbage out. So that's the reason why I tell people to know the Bible, because if somebody is giving an uncertain sound or singing a different cadence, you automatically know that these people are not of Yah, because they're not speaking after the same unction and the same vein as the ordained men of Yah. Does that make sense?
Hallelujah, Pastor. That makes perfect sense.
That's why the world all tore up and in trouble today, because, well, my church says, well, my mama says, well, my daddy says, well, my pope says, well, this university says, well, Josephus and all them say. I really don't give a damn about what they say. Tell you the truth, I believe in the law and the prophets, the ones that y'all ordained, the actual people who lived it and had boots on the ground. I put that first and foremost, and I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. That makes perfect sense to me.
Now, I'm not discounting other people and their historical value, but I'm definitely not going to put it before the book.
Right. What about the Apocrypha? I remember you mentioning that. I was watching a couple of YouTube videos of yours as going back as far as the Hebrew teachings and stuff like that. So I was wondering, is the Apocrypha something that's just missing from the Bible that they took out that I should read before getting to the New Testament?
Yeah, it was actually in the 1611. You should read it. You should read the Apocrypha.
11. Write that down, baby. 1611. Awesome. Well, Pastor, I'm pretty sure I asked you enough questions for tonight. I know you're tired. I don't want to hold you up. I'm just glad I got to speak with you. And thank you so much for answering my questions.
All right, my brother. You can go on Amazon there and just buy a little cheap Apocrypha. It's usually a little red book. Costs no more than $8, $9. You can get one of them.
Okay. I'm going to do that tonight, my shepherd. I really appreciate it.
Well, actually, wait till the Sabbath's over so you don't have to buy and sell on the Sabbath.
Okay. Yeah, so we shouldn't even be buying on a Sabbath?
No, sure shouldn't.
I did not know that. I did not know that. No buying.
Well, you know now.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of stuff like this just worries me because, like I said, I've been reading the Bible from the front to the back, and I get to the Chronicles, and I read in there one of David's, I guess, soldiers or right-hand man, the ark was falling, and he reached out to try to catch it and study it, and the anger of Yahweh burned against him, and he struck him down right there. And at first I didn't understand it, but then I was thinking, like, where I always hear, we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I think that's why the anger of Yah burned against him and struck him down. So just little nuances and things like that. I don't want to be condemned or struck down for me being ignorant.
Well, he was not a high priest. He wasn't qualified to touch it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And had he known that, and had he studied, he probably would not have been struck down.
You know, the moral of that story is, just because you have good intentions, that doesn't mean you're right. Yah has strict, he has strict laws. He set boundaries for Israel. Don't go past this. And guess what? That guy, his intention, the ark was falling. He just wanted to save it, and he lost his life because he didn't believe the word of the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah. 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 Awesome.
All right, my brother.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Thanks again.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Maryland, 410-410. Pastor Dow, you're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you, Maryland.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Sister Star, can you hear me?
Hey, Star. How you doing? I can hear you well.
Hallelujah. I am very, very well. I'm sad that I couldn't make it to God's. I missed y'all. I called myself coming all the way up into the last day, and it just didn't happen. I can barely bring myself to watch the videos. I was so upset.
I mean, I'd rather see your Tabernacles than God sent those of you that are old timers. But what you got, Sister?
Yes, sir. I just got, oh, everyone say Shabbat Shalom real quick.
Shabbat Shalom!
That's Brother James and Taj and Noah. I just had a quick question. Last Shabbat, Pastor Fox brought up, 1 Timothy 5:8, if a man not provide for his own household, and he stated very briefly that that applies to the widows. And I know you always say to try to understand a verse to read the whole chapter. But I read the whole chapter, Pastor, and I still don't get it. I came up with something like possibly an inheritance from the husband, maybe what we're referring to, but I just don't get it. I don't get what it means about the widows.
Well, first of all, widows in Israel, they were, you know, the first of all, not only was the husband there, to make sure that he had some type of provisional inheritance for his wife. But also, the church, the assembly, was also to not be chargeable to widows by neglecting them, what the Bible says over in the book of Acts, by the daily administration.
Okay. Okay.
So someone is a widow indeed. Actually, the assembly is supposed to be chargeable to making sure that their welfare and their upkeep is well taken care of.
Okay, hallelujah. You know what? And me and Brother Roy, we did come up with that, I think, last Shabbat, because we talked about it after the message. But that's all I have for you, Pastor. I just needed some clarification.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, we love you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Hey, check this out. Men of Israel, you men of Israel, and Munster Mother Bullock can design a woman's garment, but we got a brand new garment that's going to be coming out, and we're going to kind of maybe draw a sketch of the design of it, and Mother Bullock is getting ready to go get that sewing machine fired back up again. And so if you want to be in unity with us whenever we're at events or we go places and we all want to have some camaraderie where we look in the same and stuff, you may want to get down here during Tabernacles, let Mother Bullock go ahead and measure you and get your order in, because this is going to be a nice-looking garment, very nice-looking garment. Glory to the King. Let's go to Louisiana, 504-504. Pastor Dowell, you're going to serve you to the radio broadcast. I can help.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, this is a king I had talked to you a few weeks back.
Hey.
Talk to me through the phone.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Okay. I had talked to you a few weeks back. About
what's your name?
Well, now it's Kings.
Kings?
Yes, sir. King, K-I-N-G.
Okay.
And I was asking you about the situation with my wife. Now I know what to call her, because first time I told you I didn't know what to I actually want to touch basically with you on your letter that you did for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And your videos, I read the letter, I kept reading the letter, and then I watched some of your videos, and actually during the time of me watching your videos, I actually experienced the Holy Spirit, and it was something I had never felt before. Like, I honestly thought, even watching your videos, I honestly thought that speaking in tongues was just made up until it actually happened.
Well, hallelujah.
It was truly amazing. And then I also had told you that I couldn't stop smoking cigarettes. Since that day, I have not picked up cigarettes. I haven't smoked since then. And back with my family, trying to get everything back together. I moved back to Louisiana, starting to work two jobs. I got a daytime job, a nighttime job, you know, trying to do everything that's right.
All right, my brother. I'm glad that you received the Ruach. I'm going to go ahead and move on, okay?
All right.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Arizona. Sister Rachel, call number 928-928. It's Pastor Dowell, Human Servitude Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shalom.
I just wanted to call and thank you again for baptizing me last Shabbat.
You're welcome.
At God.
You're welcome.
I am still so very grateful for that. And it turns out that I dispelled the myth that once you go to Straightway, you can never leave. So that's good. And it's kind of changed my situation at home, because I did return home after that. So hallelujah. And I had a couple questions, if you don't mind me asking.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is, yesterday during Sister to Sister, The sisters were talking about oil and blessing the oil in order to anoint your house.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, how can I get my oil blessed, or can I bless my own oil?
Oh, yeah, you can. But we, you know, we got some here that we usually bless myself. You just pray on it in the name of Jesus and ask that the power of Ruach be used in it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The other question that I had is, I stay at home with my children and I homeschool them, and my husband is the provider of our home. So I don't have any income. Basically, I don't have any financial offerings. I don't have control over any of that stuff. So I'm wondering, is there a way for a person like me to participate in supporting the ministry or helping in some other way? Like, is there some labor I can do for the ministry?
You can call and ask the sisters that, sister, but other than that, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing, because that's the condition you're in, all right? Your husband is obviously not a believer, so you're just going to have to go ahead and because you're there, you're dwelling with him, just be at peace, okay, and keep listening.
Yes, sir, thank you. I am wondering also about my children on the Sabbath, because I'm confused about what I should allow them to do and not allow them to do. Even though I've watched many, many videos, I guess I'm still confused about that.
Well, you came here for the Sabbath. I mean, didn't you get baptized on Sabbath? You didn't see our children. You seen what they did, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I was only there for a short period of time, I guess. So I don't think that they were playing on the play structure or anything like that.
Nope, sure wasn't.
Okay, so just no playing.
Right. I mean, then you can let them draw or something like that, or something, you know, and try to do something biblical with them, you know what I mean? But that's a good question. You can actually ask our sisters when you call in on Sisters and Sisters.
Okay. Okay, and also, how do I handle that if, like you said, if my husband is an unbeliever and he wants to take the children to do something on the Sabbath?
Then he gets to take the children to do something on the Sabbath because they're his children.
Right, sir. So I just don't go. Is that?
That's correct.
Would that be appropriate?
You obey God rather than man.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to be sure. Recently, I watched a video that you gave about not being dismayed by, you know, the signs and the storms and everything concerning the scripture in Matthew 24. And I shared that today with my mother, and she asked me about the rapture. And so I was trying to explain to her why I don't believe there's a rapture, but I was wondering if there's a video that you've made that I can maybe forward to her about that.
Yeah, go back into my YouTube archives. It's up there, sister.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bless you and Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. All right, saints. I got to call it. My head's starting to hurt really, really bad. I got to go. All right. I bless you all. The sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. Our soon coming King, Yahshua, Mashiach, Jesus Christ. Y'all have a wonderful Sabbath. See y'all tomorrow morning. Shabbat Shalom. King coming.